There have been several sightings of the cougar and animal tracks found in Rock and Walworth counties. Tracks were found as recently as March 15th, east of Beloit. Now, genetic testing of blood and urine samples has determined the cougar is not an imported one from South America that someone later released. DNR mammal ecologist Adrian Weideman says it looks like this is the first wild cougar in Wisconsin in about a century.
We have no way of absolutely knowing for sure that it did not come out of captivity. There's no obvious indication genetically that it came out of that captivity, such as genes of South American variety.
Weideman says the cougar may be from a population in South Dakota, and if so, may have come to Wisconsin by following river valleys and forested areas. There are records elsewhere of cougars walking 700 miles. Weideman says the male cougar, and it appears to be a young male, could walk back out again by next winter.
The ultimate search for any dispersing animal is to find a mate, and without a mate, there's less incentive for the cougar to remain in this area. Food is part of the dispersal, and finding a vacated habitat is part of the dispersal, but ultimately they want to find a mate that's also occupying that habitat.
In the meantime, Weideman says the DNR is asking the public to continue to report evidence of the cougar by using the DNR website. He says the animal has not shown any aggressive behavior towards people, but could be a threat to free-roaming house cats or small dogs, though probably not any more so than our coyotes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.